Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 131 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. So today we're talking about what is the perfect fitness regime. Now, it's a question I get a lot of the time. Instagram, Facebook, emails, in person, you know, what do I need to do? What should I do? You know, what do you recommend I do? You know, this is my goals, this is blah, blah, blah. And it's like, a lot of the time, people don't even know why they want to do something. They're comparing themselves against maybe a before and after that they've seen online by some online coach and their tricky marketing skills, and you know, or they're seeing their friend transform from, you know, this person to that person, or they're seeing, you know, whatever they're seeing out there, because, you know, we're constantly flooded with information, visual images, videos, you know, people on TV, people in real life. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what exercise regime you choose, because you can get just as fit, just as shredded, just as strong, just as whatever you want to be by doing a range of different exercises. The thing is, what are you going to stick with long term that is going to allow you to maintain a level of dedication, a level of commitment, and allow yourself to actually stay with something long enough where you are eventually going to see those results that you're after? You know, if you want to be, let's say, for example, you want to be shredded, yeah, you can go to the gym and do it. Like, no worries whatsoever. But at the same time, you can also do bodyweight exercises at home and really tighten up the diet and, you know, do that for a few months as well. And you could probably get just as good a shape. Or you could go start becoming a triathlete. You know, you might not touch the weights whatsoever, but guess what? Have the right diet, do the right amount of training, and your body's going to start losing weight, which will in turn eventually make you shredded if you're in a calorie deficit for that long. Now, this is the thing that people realize. They think that it's a magic 4-week, 8-week, 12-week, you know, gym program that they have to follow that will always get them from that person to the person they want to be. Because, you know, Johnny did it on this 8-week transformation program online, and he posts these before and after, and he trained 6 times a week and ate this, and if Johnny did it, then it's going to work for me. Well, hang on a second. That doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Because let's take you and Johnny, for example. You're completely different to him in every which way possible. Your upbringing was different. Your genetics are different. Your stresses at home are different. The food you eat are different. The relationship you have with your partner is different. Your job is probably different. The lifting, you know, that you do at the gym and the way that you push yourself to, you know, I guess your mental capacity and, you know, mental toughness to, you know, push through is different. You know, there is so many things that is different about you and Johnny from the get-go that no 8-week program is going to get you those same results. It doesn't matter if you follow the exact gym routine that he followed, that exact eating plan that he followed. Your results are going to be different to his. And this is what a lot of people get caught up in within
you know, the online training realm, and which has exploded over the last 18 months because of, you know, COVID and because of all the different coaches that have had to go through forced lockdowns and this and that, that everyone is now competing with 100,000 new online personal trainers. And don't get me wrong, I know there are legit personal trainers, online coaches out there who get amazing results with their clients. I know some personally, and I know some from afar. But there's also a minefield of, you know, clever tactics, clever techniques. And, you know, an example I'll use to, you know, sort of showcase you one of the tricks that people use is I've seen the same before and after picture of the same person, the same, you know, for the last 4 years. But depending on what challenge that particular gym is running, that person's transformation title underneath, or the picture on the picture, the words on the picture go from 4 week difference, 8 week difference, 12 week difference to suit what that gym is running. Now that is very misleading, because that result there could have been 12 months, could have been 8 weeks, could have been 16 weeks, but it's misleading enough to try and, you know, for that gym to try and get clients in for their next, you know, transformation challenge, because people assume that if they do that challenge, they're going to end up like X on the screen. And, you know, it's very misleading. But what do you think people are going to do there? You've put on 5 kilos, 10 kilos, 20 kilos over the last 18 months. They're not feeling good. They're not feeling confident. They're, you know, overweight. They're getting puffed when they're out playing with the kids. They're going to jump at every different opportunity that comes their way. But the reason they don't stick with it, the reason they don't get results, the reason they don't, you know, have that final photo that represents what got them there in the first place, is it's not something they enjoy doing. It's not something that, you know, they want to be doing for the long term. They're looking for that magic pill, that magic potion, that quick fix. And guys, unfortunately, that quick fix only exists for a few select people. Any one of us can go hard for 4 weeks and get amazing results. You know, like we can lose 5 kilos, 10 kilos, but a lot of that is what, gonna be water weight? A lot of that is gonna be put back on in the next 4 weeks after that, because what we did was so drastically wrong in every which way that we can't maintain, we can't sustain, and we can't continue that, you know, for the long term. And this is where we at the Fit Dad Lifestyle, you know, try and do things very gradual, very sustained, because we want to be able to provide you guys with information that you can make your own choices. I'm not going to push a specific program down your throat and say, you do this for 8 weeks, you will see these results. Because I know for a fact that you're not going to stick with it for 8 weeks, and I know for a fact that your results are going to vary to the other 1,000 dads that are doing the exact same thing. So why should I promote one particular program, one particular meal plan? And, you know, before we get any further, I do offer an app. You know, we do have a fitness app, but our fitness app is so broad to fit so many different spectrums. In fact, it's only 15 minutes a day. That's it. Because I know that everybody can do 15 minutes a day, regardless of your fitness, you know, levels, regardless of where you are. It's actually can be done from your living room at home, and all you need is a set of dumbbells. And the reason I went away from doing customized one-on-one programs is exactly this. To do a customized one-on-one program, it actually takes hours until you've got systems in place, until you know that client, you know, particularly well. But if you're if you're buying an online program right now from someone online for $300, $200, you know, $100, whatever, and it's a 12-week customized program, I guarantee you it's not customized. I can guarantee you that it's just the same template everyone else is getting. I know that for a fact. I've seen it. I've seen it of many a people. I've been sent programs by other people saying, hey, is this right? And then seeing the exact same program from someone else. They are not customized. For you to go to a personal trainer and to pay, you know, to get a customized program, I guarantee you should be paying anywhere from $500 upwards, because that's how many hours, that's how many much time needs to go into developing that perfect program for you, for understanding you in the first place, for understanding your wants, your desires, what has worked in the past, what hasn't. It shouldn't be as simple as going to a website and buying a transformation program for $300 and having it emailed to you within 20 minutes. That is not a customized program for you. That is a general off-the-shelf program that every single other person that buys it is getting. So getting back to our app and why we keep it generic and why we keep it very broad is because we're at the level now where I haven't got 5 hours to dedicate to one person to really understand them, to develop the perfect program to them. Sure, I could offer that for $500 and spend 5 hours doing it, but that doesn't allow me to help the masses. And that's where we at the Fit Dad Lifestyle are trying to offer, guidance, motivation, support, and education for you to be able to go out there and make that decision yourself. It also ties in with the ebook we've got. It's on our website. There is meal plans in there. There is a fitness plan in there, but it's a general guideline. It's a basic kickstart to help get you, off the ground from doing nothing for 5 years. It's not designed to be there for long term. You can do it long term if you've got the mental toughness to stick to it, but it's not advisable. It's there as a 3 week or 20 day, sort of kickstart just to get your head back in the game. And this is where I think a lot of people, when they're viewing and listening to, online coaches or online, programs, or seeing pictures or hearing, stories or testimonials and that, you need to understand that, guys, the only thing that will ever work for you is if you choose something that you enjoy. And that's what it gets down to. If you enjoy it, then you're going to stick with it for the long term. If you don't enjoy it, but you're doing it because you think that in 8 weeks you're going to look like old Johnny there with his before and after photo, then you've already lost. You might be able to get amazing results. You might be able to lose 5 kilos and feel amazing, but can you sustain it? Are you going to continue going to the gym or doing this extreme program after you finish? Or are you going to go back into bad habits? 9 times out of 10, unfortunately, and I've seen it with thousands of people I've trained before, is they go back into bad habits because what you give them or what you propose to them is not sustainable. It doesn't fit their lifestyle. They can't go to their friends like they used to and have that barbecue and a few beers. They don't do the pizza with the family on Sunday night, and they miss all these little treats that they used to have throughout the week. So guys, when you're picking what you want to do for the future, find your passion. Find what you can sustain for the absolute long term, because I can guarantee you that could be Zumba, that could be surfing, that could be skateboarding, it could be walking the dog every day. It doesn't matter. But as long as you find something that you can do every day for at least 15 minutes for the rest of your life, I guarantee that you are going to be extremely happy. And that's what it gets down to. You're not training to be a bodybuilder. You're not training to be on the front cover of Men's Health next week. You don't have an acting gig coming up where you need to be absolutely ripped and shredded for the cameras. So why can't you find your happy place, your happy medium, your happy, comfortable level that allows you to, do something every day? And it doesn't have to be the one thing every day. Mix and match. Maybe you like walking your dog, surfing, and also you like boxing. Do all three in one day. Do it every second day. Do whatever you need to do to ensure that you just do something. Because at the end of the day, I would rather do something that I enjoy, that I get value out of, and that eventually I can get my kids involved in. Because that's what I see as the future for my happiness is in 5 years' time, when I get a little bit older and a little bit slower and a little bit, more out of shape or whatever the case is, I want to be able to then find a new level of excitement for that thing that I'm doing by introducing my kids to it. They might be too young now. You've got a newborn, or you're not doing anything. But at 5 years old, you might be able to go on those BMX trails or, bike trails with your son or daughter. And, by 8 years old, you might be able to go hit the pads with them at the local gym. And by 12-year-old, you might be able to go out there and surf with them. And at 15-year-old, you might be able to go to the gym and lift with them. So find something that you enjoy that eventually your children can get involved in. Because that's how I see the Fit Dad Lifestyle playing out. It's being able to always say yes to your children. By being able to be fit and healthy enough, both physically and mentally, to always say yes to your children. Hey, Dad, can we go for a surf? Sure, let's go. Hey, Dad, can we go kick the football? Sure, let's go outside. Hey, Dad, can we go play a game of basketball? Can we go skating? Can we go biking? Can we go Zumba? Can we do ballet? Can we do whatever it is? Yes, because you've got the base, at least the base level of fitness, to never have to say no to them. Because the alternative sucks. The alternative is you're still sitting there flicking on your fucking phone, or you're watching Netflix, or you're doing whatever, and you're just gradually putting on more and more weight. You're gradually looking for that next quick fix. You're gradually increasing your excuses, your negativity, and the reasons why you can't do whatever it is that you're going to do. Your children need an example. Your children need a role model. Your children really need someone to look up to, because they're following in your footsteps. They're following the traits that you set in place right now. And if you're not doing something right now that improves your health and fitness, both physically and mentally, then believe me, don't expect your children to be in that same position in 5, 10, 15 years' time, whenever they leave home, because it's on you to improve them today and every other day until they are an age where they can make their own decisions and an age where they leave home. Because if you don't do it, then by God, don't expect them to be able to pass it on to their own children, because they haven't got an example to follow. They're teaching themselves all these different things. So guys, what was meant to be a 5-minute podcast on choosing something that you want to do that you can sustain for the long term has gradually exploded out to 17 minutes. And it's something I am very passionate about. It's something that, you know, I've seen so many people get burnt. I've seen so many people lose a lot of money. And the simple thing is, they could be just doing something that they enjoy for the long term, making small gradual changes, you know, being 1% better than the day before, and then doing something that they can sustain for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time. So guys, make smarter choices. Do your research. Choose something you love, and do it because you know that your children are watching your every single move. Hopefully you're going well wherever you are in the world. Hopefully you're not locked down, and if you are, that you're still, you know, maintaining a positive environment at home for your children, and, you know, shielding them from any negativity both online and, you know, that the media may throw. So guys, happy fatherhood. Keep crushing your goals, keep crushing your dreams, and we'll speak to you very soon on the next episode.